This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America Tonight, Kate Delaney Moore. Problems with the cabinet members, or members who were never cabinet members, and that has to do with the nomination for labor secretary. I think right from the get-go, we've got Bob Ney in our virtual green room, the former congressman from Ohio. Bob, is it you tonight?
Yes, it is.
Oh, exciting to have you back with us for this evening.
I'm happy to be back with you.
And, you know, I know that you're just watching this from afar and can't believe Puzder is the guy who was up for, who was nominated for labor secretary, and he withdraws. His wife did the Oprah show, and on the Oprah show she talked about allegations of domestic abuse. So Andrew Puzder in the interim, when this started to come out, that controversy kicked up high. He was scheduled for a Senate confirmation hearing on Thursday, but the fast food exec ran away from Capitol Hill.
Well, that's right, Kate. And at one point in time, after that, that was revealed, plus the fact that he had an undocumented worker in his home, I think for cleaning purposes, and never paid taxes on that person. So that was another thing. Now, everybody's saying, well, that was the real issue, but I think that the appearance on the Oprah show, I watched the tapes. I mean, they're horrific. Now, I must say, though, the ex-wife did come back and say, no, I was counseled to say that, but none of that counted in the end. Also, you know, they only had to lose, you know, two to make it tight, because remember the tie vote that had to be broken?
Well, right.
Early on, they were short three, and I'm told that they were short as much as 10 Republican votes as of, like, this morning, 10.
Wow.
So it was impossible. Yes.
Yeah, so that wasn't going to happen. Yeah.
No, not at all.
Well, and in the meantime, too, there was a meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu, and, you know, what do you make of that? Netanyahu kind of really showering the love on Donald Trump, but he is the president, and Donald Trump kind of throwing it at the Palestinians and talking about this peace process. How did you think this meeting went?
Well, you know, I watched with amazement every second of it live when this happened. I have met with Netanyahu myself in Jerusalem personally, you know, years back. And so I know him. I know how I've met with him several times, but had a half hour long meeting with him. And he's smart. He's a very bright man. Now, he is what one would consider super conservative, you know, under our terms, if, you know, we were looking at it from an Israeli perspective, too. Netanyahu, there were two rough moments. One, when Trump just sort of casually says, well, you know, you can reduce, you know, that settlement thing, you know, just kind of, you know, reduce it for a while. Netanyahu looked, because that's a huge issue with the Israelis, of course, with Netanyahu.
Right.
And then when Trump said, look, if it's one state or two state, what Trump did in theory right there at that moment, because two state, of course, would be the right for Israel to exist as its own nation state and then a state of Palestine. The two-state approach, which has been 40 years what we proposed, you know, as a country. We're for two-state, all right? We've been that historically through presidents. And then all of a sudden Trump said, well, you know, it could be a one-state thing. Now, one state would be, everybody would be there in the state of Israel living under, you know, freedom. But that's not acceptable by the Palestinians. So all of a sudden, after 40 years, Trump just said, but, you know, it could be one or it could be two. Really kind of doesn't matter to me. It's up to what you all can negotiate. And it was absolutely amazing to watch foreign policy come off like that, because you don't discuss those things out in the open like that. Netanyahu, of course, was kind of taken back, and then in the Netanyahu style, he made a joke about, well, it's the art of the deal.
Wow. Yeah, the art of the deal.
The art of the deal. Because Trump then turned around and said, you know, well, you don't look basically like real enthused about this, and that's when Netanyahu said, well, it's the art of the deal, and everybody laughed in the room. But it was amazing because it's just sort of not the way you conduct that type of foreign policy. So I don't know. It's a different style than I've ever seen, but 40 years kind of altered today.
But, yeah, no kidding. And then the other day, Michael Flynn, boom, bada bing, out. Two House Republicans asked the Inspector General to investigate leaks around the resignation of Flynn. Do you think this is going to get the White House into deeper trouble?
Oh, yes. This thing has some legs. It's not going to be a flash in the pan like things normally are where somebody resigns. You also have some Senate Republicans saying investigate. Senator Roy Blunt will do it through his position on the intel. They'll take a look at it. But let me just make one point about this, if I could. Two points, actually, Kate. Number one, you know, Trump comes out, he fires him, and then he said he's a great man. And during the time with Netanyahu, Trump addressed this. And then he said, well, you know, it's the intel sources really went after a good man, and they used the media. Well, look, he fired him. So then he's turning around saying, but, you know, this was the intel leaks. Yes, leaks are a problem. But Flynn's problem is simply this. By omission, he did not tell the Vice President of the United States through omission that there was a subject of sanctions brought up. I'm not saying that he agreed to undo them. You know, we don't know what's in that tape. But he didn't be right up front honest completely. He omitted some discussions with the knowledge of the vice president when he asked him. He admitted that. Can't do that. And the second point, I guess, is this. Look, no matter, Flynn's going to become worse because, Kate, the internal White House really needs to get its act together. I mean, they're either going to let Rance Priebus be the chief of staff and call the shots, or they're going to continue with this 5 or 6 person deal. You can't survive like that.
No.
And that's
no.
why they're going to have trouble.
Yep. Because then that means too much micromanaging, too many chefs in the
sure.
in the kitchen, and it's just a nightmare.
Right.
Bob, it was so good to have you back on.
You too. And I'm going to be back tomorrow for Ellen.
Oh, great.
She's
so
in Africa.
Is she in
hello.
Sudan? Sudan?
Yes, I wrote an email. Be safe. That's where she's at. Yes.
Wow. All right, so we'll talk again tomorrow. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio, from Talk Media News. And you heard what he said. I agree with him. It's this internal squabbles, problems, looking over shoulders. You got to get some strong people in there in the communications arena. And who are the gatekeepers of information that's coming out of the White House is just so critical in any White House, you know, whatsoever. Trump, Bush, Clinton, whoever. Got to have very strong people with strong connections and knowing when to make sure that gut doesn't, you know, take them in other directions. And some of that is starting to certainly happen in the last 3 weeks with the Trump administration. On the flip side, some interesting odds and ends, including, would you believe there's an American girl that is a Mr. American Girl? Is that a joke? Is that for real? Do you even care? Stay with us.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
That Mr. Puzder is a terrible choice to head the agency charged with ensuring that women and men are treated fairly in the workplace.
Mr. Puzder is not an issue any longer because he withdrew as Labor Secretary. He is not the nominee. At this point, boom, he's gone. The CEO of the company that owns the Hardee's and Carl's Jr. fast food chains had so much opposition. That's what we started with when we kicked off the show. So with Republicans going to vote against him, there was no way the numbers were just too lopsided. So because of that, he ran into problems almost immediately anyway back in December. So there was already problems with his nomination, and then it was just exacerbated by the calls of domestic violence allegations because of an interview that was done by Oprah Winfrey, which we mentioned, and there was just too much, there. You know, Puzder once called some of his Hardee's employees the worst of the worst. He was criticized for past statements in support of replacing workers with robots. He said they're always polite, they always upsell, they never take a vacation, they never show a plate. There's never a slip and fall or an age, sex, or race discrimination case. There wasn't a lot of interest other than from Trump to really support his going forward anyway, so that just pushed it over the top. Mentioned that there were some interesting, what I call odds and ends, including the I mean, this is kind of crazy. I thought it was a joke. Somebody sent me before I jumped on the air a photograph of the American Girl boy doll. They're going to release a character. Ooh, the American Girl. So anyway, the national doll has this, it really does, has this first boy doll that's going to be released. And Logan is the name of the doll, a drummer boy doll. He performs in a country western music band. And he's the lone boy among the cast of characters. What's interesting, and the reason I'm even bringing it up here on the show, is because would you think there'd be controversy over this? Do we care? Look, American Girl doll, woohoo! Commerce, baby. Someone's making money off of the American Girl doll because they have grills and they have parties. So they've got a couple of restaurants set up around this doll and this whole fascination with the American Doll girl. But the Reverend Keith Ogden of Hill Street Baptist Church sent a message out to supporters and parishioners, and he said, it's killing the minds of male babies. He said that it's a trick to emasculate little boys and confuse their role into becoming men. And I'm just going to step right there out on that big old limb, and I'm going to say, Reverend, are you kidding me? This is a very masculine-looking boy doll. It really is. I don't see any emasculating going on with this doll. I'm just saying. So I'm going to disagree. So what that there's an American Girl boy doll? It's like having Ken. When I grew up, we had a Ken doll with the Barbies, and Ken was masculine-looking. In fact, my Ken doll, I liked Ken so much. At one point, I don't know, everybody had the Ken and the Barbies. At Ken, my Ken doll, I was so upset because I can remember the Ken doll lost its head and we could not find Ken's head. Now, I don't know if that's a metaphor for anything later in my life, but I'm just saying, a boy character, I mean, they've been talking about this for a while. So Ogden finds a place to jump in. But I think it's crazy town. I do not think that emasculates boys or girls. I just don't think it does. It's just a normal-looking doll, you know, period. That's how it looks to me. So while the argument for this one reverend goes forth about the boy doll in the American pack, in the meanwhile, astronomers have seriously found a different pack of something really cool that's worth talking about. Ooh, they found 60 new planets in space. And then they said they discovered evidence of 54 other planets. How many planets are out there? What do you think? I have no idea. It'd be cool to be an astronomer, though, wouldn't it? But I am going to say these people that are looking in these powerful telescopes know what they're looking at. So if they say there's 60 new planets, I'm going to say I believe it. I believe there's 60 new planets. And how cool would that be to look and say, oh, I've discovered 60 new planets? How do you determine that? And, of course, part of that has to do with the mass of what you're looking at. And they found them. Yeah, they found them. And then we go from the boy doll to the pack of planets, to the Eiffel Tower, and there's something incredibly sad about this. If you have been to the Eiffel Tower, and you have not seen it surrounded by bulletproof glass, bravo to you. I have not been to the Eiffel Tower. But the French government is constructing an 8.2-foot-high bulletproof glass enclosure around the base of the Eiffel Tower to protect it from a terrorist attack. The French think it's awful. The people, they just say it's a tasteless design, it's an eyesore, it's madness, it's awful. There was a huge public uproar because this is a symbol for Paris and for France. But the $20 million project was approved by the Paris City Council, and it gets pushed forward. They say the terror threat remains pretty high in Paris. The most vulnerable site would be the Eiffel Tower. I don't disagree with that. And, I mean, last week they arrested a 16-year-old who said that they were going to blow up the Eiffel Tower. I mean, how close, what kind of plans were in place, you know, with this French girl and her boyfriend. They were charged for preparing explosives in her apartment, and that they were planning on doing that. Supposedly, the teenage girl had converted to Islam and pledged loyalty to the Islamic State. So there you go. That's terrible. And then, of course, they had to open fire on a man wearing, wielding rather, machetes and shouting Allah Akbar as he attacked them near the Louvre Museum. We remember that. So if this is an iconic place and you feel a little bit, they feel a little bit nervous and they want to protect it, that's why they're, that's, what are they going to do? Put up what they have to put up. And that's how they feel. So I think it's brutal that you have to have some kind of a barrier there, but I understand it, especially in a place like Paris, where they are constantly besieged with threats. And it would be risky and maybe foolish to think, because they've seen it, that, hey, it's okay if we've got enough guards on hand. It's never 100% okay. We know that. It never is. But especially at the entering point, at the entrance, that's where it would be most dangerous. I mean, without a doubt. When you're going in, when you're looking up, when you're at the base, that's where, if something's going to happen, it's most likely, by the time you go through any kind of security, it's most likely going to happen there, because it would be a much easier plan of attack, getting it at the base rather than going up further and not being able to do it, being not able to actually execute, which, of course, who wants them to execute? So I think it was smart, but sad for me, sad for the rest of you who haven't been to the Eiffel Tower and seen it unobstructed back when there might have been kooks floating around, but there wasn't a kook every other, you know, day. You weren't worried about crazy threats to what could be the most iconic structure, just to watch it fall and kill and hurt who knows how many people. Hang with us when we come back. It's about the numbers. You want to fling in a call, you can. 855-266-5283.
Life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP, and if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-441-0405. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0405. Again, that's 1-800-441-0405.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Let's dive right into the numbers for We Can Count. 60,000 ISIS fighters killed. That's what the U.S. Special Ops Chief is saying. General Raymond Thomas, commander of the U.S. Special Operations, says yes, 60,000 have been killed. He oversees, by the way, the troops, including Navy SEALs, Army Green Berets, which are, have a very big role in combating terror, as you can imagine. So that many have gone by the boards. This coalition has really ramped up airstrikes against ISIS in the last couple of weeks, especially Iraqi troops backed by U.S. air power continue their assault on Mosul. And so far, they've succeeded in driving ISIS from the eastern part of that city, so that's pretty good stuff. I mean, body count, what does that mean? Some people say body count. Well, that makes no sense. Didn't we learn anything from Vietnam? Is the number of enemy kills a measure of military success? But the coalition does not use this as a measure of effectiveness in the campaign to defeat ISIS. But it is a big number, I would say. It's the first time I've heard any numbers. I mean, in a long time, especially anything big. We've heard about attacks, and we've heard about drone strikes and collateral damage and, you know, all kinds of stuff. But, boy, we sure have not heard a big chunky number like 60,000 in a very, very long time. Again, that's for sure. So let's move to a couple of other numbers that really popped out at me. And it includes protests and taxes. Yes, there is a protest planned. Oh, who doesn't want to protest their taxes? But this isn't about your taxes or mine. This is a protest march to pressure President Trump on Tax Day. So weeks after the biggest national protest in U.S. history, now there's a movement of a sequel, for a sequel. And the sequel would be on April 15th, the deadline for most to file their returns. And MoveOn.org, the Indivisible Project, and some others say it's going to be a tax march. And there's going to be like 60 locations. New York, L.A., Little Rock, Arkansas, Boise, Idaho, a whole bunch of spots to say, give us your damn taxes. And I will say this, it's not happening. There's no release happening. During the campaign, Trump said he was not releasing his returns because they were under audit. Now, people are saying, historians are saying, that Richard Nixon released his returns despite an audit, and Trump also declined to release prior returns that were not under audit. Now, the IRS has never confirmed whatever is going on there. After his inauguration, Kellyanne Conway said he wasn't going to release his returns because the American people don't care. So here's my question to you. Do you care about Donald Trump's taxes? I'm curious. And remember on this show, it's about the conversation. I don't want to shut anyone out, right? So if you're right of right, come to the party. If you're somewhere in between because you can't make up your mind or you don't like any of the parties and you want to see everything changed, whatever, or left of left or like I always say, somewhere in between. Remember, you can always dive on these digits. Don't be afraid to join this conversation because I'm not going to scream you down like other very wealthy talk show hosts do. And on many of the great stations I'm listening to, there's fabulous local talk show hosts who have conversations even when they disagree with you. It's an art, the art of the conversation. So anyway, 855-266-5283, 855-266-5283, if you would like to do that as we move along. All right, other numbers to tell you about include this number that I think is pretty interesting. They're talking about a Super Bowl movie. You know, the whole Tom Brady comeback, Super Bowl 51. There's been this rumor. I've tried to track it down. I don't know if it's really 100% true. But they're saying it could happen. The people who worked on the Fighter and Patriots Day are talking about Super Bowl 51. And they're talking about the greatest Super Bowl comeback of all time, you know, a book. And that if they get that book, they want to pump out, and I think they'll get the book. I don't think that's a problem whatsoever. But they're talking about making that into a movie. So a movie and a book about Tom Brady's journey to winning Super Bowl 51. And the team, as I mentioned, who made some of these other movies happen are saying that, yeah, absolutely. And they're not going to shy away from controversy. They're going to include the battle to overcome Deflategate, Brady's fall from grace, the return to lead the Patriots to the fifth world championship. They say there's no release date, that simply it's on its way. So, wow. I certainly in Boston, and any Patriots fans would watch that movie. I don't know what the budget would be for that, but if the budget wasn't ridiculous, I think they make that up. Can't make up these numbers. A Nigerian group is requesting $500 million from the Trump administration. Why? The economic and social rights group demanding the money, they say, of stolen funds. They say they're being held by the United States. And we urge the release of that money, $500 million worth of U.S.-based proceeds of corruption traced to the former Nigerian dictator, General Abacha. The letter cites U.S. obligations as a signatory to the U.N. Convention Against Corruption and demands that the government promptly initiate civil asset forfeiture proceedings to ensure the bucks, the money, is swiftly returned to Nigeria. Do you think there was any answer to that request for the money? I don't think so. I think they're not getting any of that money. None. Do you like corn? I like corn. So I was just reading today that Mexico says, you know what? You want to screw with us in this wall? And that's how they're putting it. That what we're going to do is we're going to cut off your corn. Mexico is one of the top buyers of American corn in the world. So a Mexican senator, his name is Armando Peter, he leads a congressional committee there on foreign relations, says he's going to introduce a bill this week where Mexico is going to buy corn instead from Brazil and Argentina and no longer from the United States. He said it's a good way to tell them this hostile relationship has consequences. Hope it changes. American corn goes into a lot of the country's food. In Mexico City, from the dining restaurants to taco stands on the street, corn-based items include tacos, and of course they're found everywhere, but America is the world's largest producer. Did you know that? Of course you did. An exporter of corn. Maybe some of you are listening right now in the Corn Belt. American corn shipments to Mexico have catapulted since NAFTA. American farmers, if you're curious, sent $2.4 billion worth of corn to Mexico in 2015, the most recent year of available data. In 95, the year after NAFTA became law, corn exports to Mexico were just $391 million. So experts are saying a bill would be incredibly costly to U.S. farmers if that happens. If they're going to respond to Trump's threats and they're going to do that, the farmers are the ones who are going to suffer in the end if that happens. I don't doubt that they'll do that. If they can get enough product, can they get enough product from those places? It's kind of one of those cut off your nose to spite yourself deals. Maybe. That remains to be seen. Do they really follow up on it and completely cut off American corn? Completely? I don't know. I find it hard to believe that they'll do that. But maybe they might do it. Might. And then finally, this one, Greg Abbott, the governor of Texas, says the NFL is on thin ice with transgender politics and is warning the NFL to stop walking on thin ice. The league threatened Abbott that the state could lose consideration for hosting future Super Bowl games if they pass legislation in the great state of Texas to prevent transgender people from using the bathroom of their chosen gender. Wow. So the NFL in the middle of politics, do you agree with that or not? Abbott's not going to back down from what he's saying. The NFL has picked sites for Super Bowl games through 2021, and none of those are planned for Texas. None. Coming up next, wow, a conversation with the great Sam Kendricks. He won a bronze in pole vaulting in Rio. Remember the anthem was playing? He stopped when he was striding down, ready to stick that pole in and jump. Can't wait. That's coming up.
dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Can't hear
friends, cause no one's left and no one's watching another.
Well, welcome back to America Tonight. Final turn for this hour. What a pleasure to spend some time with Sam Kendricks. He just got out of doing some of his duty. He's a lieutenant in the Army. He's an Army reservist. And he was given last year off so he could compete for America in the games in Rio. You might remember it. If you don't, go to YouTube and Google his name and you'll see him stop mid-stride when he hears the national anthem being played as somebody else was winning a medal off in the distance. And he said, that's what you do. In fact, like I mentioned, I got a chance to spend some time with him. So, Sam, tell us, what was it like at that moment when you stopped mid-stride?
From the first note, I realized that was the audio from that video. And taking you back just a little bit into what I was thinking, you're so focused on the competition there at that moment because you're at the Olympic Games. Only a few things could really take you out of that moment. And being formerly a cadet and then a newly commissioned officer in the United States Army, I heard that and I said, oh, well, gosh dang, I'm not going to be that lieutenant on TV that doesn't stop for the national anthem. And so I promptly dropped my UST pole and stood at attention, tried to find the flag. And if you watch the video, you'll hear the music and the stadium goes silent, but you'll also see me looking around for the tallest flag, the flag that needs to be honored at that point. And it's just something I learned over the years. To hear the national anthem, you called to stand at attention, to render honors under the flag if you're United States military personnel, or put your hand over your heart if you're a civilian. And that's just always what my heart's led me to do. And in that moment, it was a simple action that any serviceman or woman would have done the same. I was just the lieutenant on the track at the time.
Yeah, and of course, you're in the moment of one of the biggest moments of your life, competing pole vaulting for a medal, and you didn't even think twice about that. Like, wow, this is this whole medal thing. I'm here, you know, in Rio, so gosh, maybe I just keep going. You didn't even think that?
No, not at all. It almost didn't feel like an Olympic Games. Because I'd been on the pro circuit a couple of years, there's only so many competitors at the top. And my buddy Paul Spujats was out there with me from Latvia, and we treated it like a game because we are great pole vaulters. We've been training for years for this. This was just another competition for us to do our best and put our best on the line for our countries, right? And so in the warm-up section of the preliminary round, the national anthem starts to play. It's no skin off my back to stand at attention. I wasn't starstruck by being at the Olympic Games. I was trained for this, and that's the kicker. Are you trained for what you're prepared to do? And I'm prepared to be a pole vaulter, and I'm also prepared to be a lieutenant, so I need to render respect under the flag.
Yeah, as a lieutenant in the Army Reserve, because you were granted the time to be able to compete in the Olympics, you just came back from doing some of your duty, didn't you?
Yes, I just returned from Fort Lee, Virginia, and resumed my training as an athlete. But I was attending the Army Logistics University there at Fort Lee, which is the head of Army Logistics. As a transportation officer, I needed to attend this school in order to be certified. And so I was there under the tender, loving care of a few senior captains and a lot of great instructors. They gave me all the knowledge I need to be successful as an officer in the United States Army.
All right, so I get the feeling, because now I've spent some time around some pole vaulters, that you guys are such a tight-knit community, that even though you're competitive and you're competing against each other, you have friends from different countries, and you're kind of cheering each other on. I really get that sense. Am I right about that?
Well, in the beginning, it wasn't always so. We weren't always comrades. But then when I came onto the scene and good friends came up from high school with me, we all came up together. A high tide raises all boats, we thought. And this event is so difficult. Why not be friends and do it? I want you to do good, and I want you to want me to do well, and then we'll all do better, and we'll all have more fun with it. So you look out there on the track, and every vaulter is going to be out there longer than any other event, mingling, waiting on your turn to jump, fixing things, going through struggles, and we've all become good friends because we can help each other out. And at the end of the day, an event like this, we're all Americans as well, excluding a few competitors. But I'm looking at my buddy from Latvia behind me. He's a great friend who's at the games with me in the finals. But we're all going to help each other and have a good time because that's what we're here to do.
All right, so let's talk about getting the bronze. What did you think did you know you had medaled when you made the leap or what?
Well, it's an interesting thing when you're at the games and you really have to pull out some strategy. Now, I was tied for first place at the third bar at 5 meters 75, and I missed my first jump, and now I've dropped back to fourth place. And no medals. No medals for fourth. So my coach, I yell out to him across the track, "Coach K, my dad, I'm going to pass. I got this." Because he said it was a great miss. And I would simply need to equal that effort and change the standards for the next jump. So we passed the next bar. You get full credit for making the previous bar if you can make the next bar, right? It's all matters of how high you jump. And so we made the next bar on a first attempt, 5 meters 85. And only two other competitors in the competition were able to manage that bar. So from then on, I knew I had a bronze medal at least locked in. But you don't allow yourself to think that continuing forward. You keep putting the hammer down. You keep fixing things. You keep trying your utmost in order to compete for that gold medal spot, right? And it just so happened that the best man that day was a man from Brazil, and the second was a man from France.
Yeah. You know, you talk about what you do, and I think I look at the techniques and whatnot. And you remember, you've got people listening to you right now from all over the country, mere mortals. We're all weekend warriors. I mean, are you kidding? I'm barely 5'5", and I don't even think I could try to plant a pole. And I know other guys out there are thinking it. We ooh and ah when you go flying up in the air. What is it that you've worked on? I know the equipment especially has really changed. So first of all, how much has the equipment changed in the sport, and what have you personally worked on that's allowed you to get better and better and really compete at this high level?
Well, I'll break it down and make it simple, because I've been doing this for 10 years, and it gets pretty complicated. There are two things you need in a vault to have success. You need speed and you need height. You can go about getting those things a lot of ways. But today, the technology allows us to really cater to a lot of different kinds of athletes. And so you'll see a lot of different body types in this event. And my particular pole is a carbon fiber pole made here in Texas, stamped UST Essex. It allows me to grip lower than just about any competitor and jump a competitive bar. It's a very fast recoiling pole. But it kind of harkens back to a very old school technique that happens when the pole doesn't bend. And that's where we all started, is we started on a pole, and I'm sure I could teach you in a few minutes how to jump on a pole that doesn't bend.
No.
You could certainly could if you knew the secrets. If you knew the tricks of the trade, you could do just about anything with a pole in your hands. But it doesn't have to bend to jump. Bending helps you jump higher, though.
Wow, that's interesting. So the bending helps you jump higher. I know that you have higher aspirations. So how do you get ready for the next Olympics? Because, the last one is in the rearview mirror, not even a year yet, certainly. But you move on from that. How do you get ready for an Olympics that's down the road?
Well, you get ready for an Olympics the way my coach, an old Marine from Mississippi, told me to. He says, you have to be bred in the crucible of competition. And I said, no, well, that sounds really dramatic, Coach K. What do you mean? He's like, well, you got to compete a lot, son. And competing a lot really gives you an edge when it comes time to the big show. You've seen a lot of people in the stands. You've competed against the best. It's funny because at the games, the silver medalist was the world record holder. Can you believe that? You have to show up on the day to compete. It's not all phoned in.
All right, so it's not phoned in. All right, so while we have you here, I know you're a huge sports fan. What'd you think of that Super Bowl? Come on, you thought Atlanta bagged it, didn't you? You left. You were eating pizza. You were out.
Well, I was eating pizza, and I was with my lieutenant buddies up in Fort Lee. And my goodness, are they some Patriots fans? And they had their heads in their hands at the halftime. And I said, hey, guys, hold on. Who holds the record for comebacks in the Super Bowl? And they said, Brady does. Yeah, the GOAT. And I was like, okay, well, great. I'm not necessarily a Patriots or a Falcons fan, but I am a fan of competition. I said, I'm going to bet on the guy that believes he can win. And I've heard Brady say this before. He says, why not believe in myself? If I don't believe in myself, who else is going to believe in me? You can kind of take that for whatever you're going to do, right? And I just thought it was an amazing game after that. Then everybody performed so well. Atlanta came out so fast and so hard and put the hammer down and really discouraged everybody but the most seasoned players. And that's who won.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Well, thank you very much, and thanks for having me again.
Thanks for listening to this hour. What a terrific guy of America Tonight.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.